another Friday night, and the date today is July 8th, 2016. So we'll clear the date for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And I don't know if we have any special things in history happening. Maybe somebody may want to look it up and let us know if July 8th is a big day in our past history here. But we'll bring on our co-host shortly here. And so let's first work with situations that you're dealing with, maybe a physical trauma or pain or something. So think of that right now, release you from that particular program. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and bring up the light beams. So here we go, light beams coming your way. And as you have up, we'll energize. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So the way to tell about, you know, the programs that you're running is, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're living your day, right, and everything's going fine. And then somebody triggers you about something, and that brings you into your past. And all of a sudden, your fine day turns out to be something that, you know, is awful for you because now you're thinking of something from the past that happened to you. Really shouldn't relate to you at all because it's in your past. You want to be in the moment to live life, not to live your past over again. So those are all programs. So you're living in the past only because you're choosing to. So that's one way to look at it. Maybe hard to release some of that stuff that you don't want to see, but regardless, it's there. And or maybe you're really sad and you think of something in the moment that makes you happy, the other way around on that, because you don't want to be in your past dwelling on a situation, you know, that is awful once you think of it. So, you know, just stay in the moment and, you know, create your reality in the moment. So bring Ann on. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am, Ron. Hi, and hello. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Light Ship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. If you're a new listener, welcome. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Our fast chat is working tonight, so you can send us a message at any time during the show through that, or you can send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We had a little trouble last week, but luckily that's fixed. Then someone did write to me that picture of the light beings with the three light beings didn't come up for them, and I had the same problem, and I thought maybe it was a saved page of mine. But that's something else we're going to have to look into to get fixed. So if you couldn't bring up that page, that if you usually bring that up with the three light beings, you can go on the home page and bring up a picture of the light being. It's worth it. That's wonderful to have the light being bringing peace energy for you during the show. So, Ron, I always like to ask this. Would you like to check first and see if we have any aliens hanging around us? And if so, clear them for us.
Okay, so here we go. One, releasing them out of your room, outside of your house. But they may walk to your wall. So, you know, the fact that you have, you know, your doors closed and stuff, you know, they can still visit you. They're invisible. So here we go, releasing them. I kind of, you know, pulling the covers over your head, you know, doesn't really work, you know. So here we go, you know, as a young child, so they don't see something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy, a lot of them are here. So that's great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Oh, man, 100. Maybe we'll release some more in about a half an hour. See if any more want to release here. Oh, back to you.
Could you just give a quick summary, I guess, of what you just did, Ron, in case we do have some new listeners tonight who I possibly freaked out by even bringing up aliens?
Oh, well, they're all around us. They're invisible. So that's the first thing. The next thing is they want to get out of here because they're trapped here, just like you are. So they, you know that they're on the prison planet here, and they're controlled by other aliens that, are probably controlling them more than they would like to be controlled, or they got brought here just like you did. And, it kind of goes south very quickly with that. So they're here, they're stuck here, and this is the way they can get out. They have a bus ride out of here, we'll say, where they would like to go to. They can't return, typically, okay? So once they get released, they're gone. So that's great. And then they'll give you less of a problem. And maybe they've been working with you, doing things to you all the time, but now they're gone. Oh, man, I better do that again. There's a lot here. You must want to get out of here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Feeling better now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That feels pretty good. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Before we get too far into healings, et cetera, we have a couple of questions about the healings. The first is the special offer buy or spend $100 and purchase the whole lifetime clearing at half price and ongoing on a permanent basis, or is that for a limited time only? Ron?
Yeah, it's normally designed for the whole lifetime clearing, but if it's anything over $100, except for the bundles that we have and stuff, those aren't included in that. But mainly it's so you could stay, and your spouse or significant other could stay on the same page as you. That's what it's for. So, but you can do it yourself if you wish. So that's the whole reason for that, so that you're able to be able to have somebody that you like or that's with you to have, the same experience that you are, so you're on the same page, so you don't want to get a divorce or something because of them being stuck, like especially emotions. So anyway, that's what it's for. So yeah, it's ongoing. I mean, if you do a clearing of $100 or over, then the next one would be half price, so whatever works. But send me an email if you want to do that so I can know what's happening. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. I hear you yawning from releasing all those aliens, Ron, and sorry we knocked you out, but thank you from us that we're getting rid of them because I guess we really needed to get rid of them. Okay. And another thing, that was a very nice way to put, a very generous way to put doing healings for your spouse or someone you live with or are close to. but also it's a bit of self-preservation so that you're not being infected. I don't know if infected is the right word, but affected by the people you live with. So it's good to have everybody in the house all cleared out. Okay, the next question. Are you able to use the specific incident box if the clearing is not unlimited?
No, you're not. That's only for the unlimited usage. Because when you do your whole lifetime, everything is clear. So then you get the unlimited, so you can go in there afterwards and do that special clearing. So you stay current with your current clearing that you're dealing with. And that's why you have that in there, because naturally you would be using that for the incident that you have a problem with. That's what it's for. That's okay. The unlimited version after you purchase your whole lifetime one.
Okay.
And you clear your whole lifetime from your current age going back to conception.
Right.
So you have to put in your whole current age in there. So back to you.
Okay. Next question. You have a fan of a certain clearings that you have done for us, Ron, on the calls, and I think even on the shows once in a while. So this person is asking, is it possible that you could create a new clearing for lubricating joints and air cushions? Thank you very much.
I'll see how that works out. Okay. I'm writing that down now. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Those are, and I'd add, if you're thinking of that, is the braces as well, which are another wonderful thing that you do for us. Body braces.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So on a recent show, I don't know if it was last week, or you were talking about the Jewish money code, and someone wrote in, the Jewish synagogue sparks people to get money by announcing that you deserve to have this money to get the things you need. And this sparks them to get money. So he just wanted to share that comment.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You'd have to be proactive on doing something in order to have anything like that work for you. So anyway,
right.
Back to you.
Okay. We've had a couple of discussions recently about people's pictures on the Internet, et cetera, and a listener wrote in to remind us all that you suggested, I command my spirit to deaden all images and signatures across all media. And also, I would add, to call your spirit energy back from any pictures or any items. Like if you're going to give things away to Goodwill or something, you command your spirit energy back. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Ron?
Not exactly. I'm just trying to see. You want to regain your energy back from everything that you put it into. So we're talking about like photographs and stuff. You could try that. See, I don't know how much horsepower your spirit's going to have, because that picture now becomes in mind energy. So you got to follow me on this here a little bit. So once the mind gets a hold of it, the spirit has a more difficult time dealing with anything because the mind energy is so much more powerful and the aliens control that. So, you could definitely try to pull this spirit energy out of your photo. Yes, that you could do. I'm just trying to see if you... Well, that can get complicated. I'll have to think of them, because your mind energy, you may want to use mind energy, the darkness, to work with darkness to take it out of your photo. Because your spirit you know, if it's in front of you and you can see it, you know, I'm thinking of people that the way it sounded like, you know, you got your picture out there, you know, on Facebook or something, you know, maybe on, you know, 1,000 different sites, and you only know about 3 of them because people like to copy and paste it and make it look like they have this large grouping of people around them. So is your spirit going to be able to find that picture of you with that in there? You know, I'm not sure. Now, if you saw it physically, then you could probably take it out. And it might need some help with the mind energy to pull it out also. We'll see if we get any comments on that. Because the mind energy may want to hold it there because they know they're getting mileage out of it. So at that point, can your spirit overcome the mind? Probably not, because mind is so powerful. Your spirit could overcome the mind, then you wouldn't be thinking. Do you have any thoughts on that? Or let's see if we got any people that would like to comment on that, because it does go a little sideways. And trying to have everything get done at once normally isn't that easy to do. So back to you.
Right. Well, I guess it's sort of worth trying, you know, a little. Somebody wrote in, and I thought this was helpful. I think this person is worrying too much about his picture and image. The effect is not that much. Worrying is 80% of it. And then they have a question about themselves. Why do I have shadows in my eyes? Are people affecting me?
Yeah, that part I have no clue. I'm not, you know, I couldn't answer that one.
Okay.
Yeah, if you start worrying about something, then you're on timelines. So you have to ask yourself, why do you want to be put on timelines? So have you did your fear clearing? And if you have, then you better get the unlimited and do fear all the time, anxiety. Get those unlimited clearings and probably run them daily. But it sounds like you're being a worry wart, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, so, I mean, I think a lot of it is being detached and neutral, you always say, Ron.
Yeah. So, you know, it'll only come to you because, you know, you're pushing that button. And why do you want to push that button all the time?
Right.
Oh, back to you.
Okay. A nice testimonial on the skin misting water. It helps so much. I had 3 large bug bites on my arm last night, came in and charged the misting water. Instant relief. So wonderful.
Great. I'd like to hear stuff like that.
That is great. And I just wanted to add, and I don't want to get this wrong, you charge skin misting water for us almost on every healing call you do during the week and on the weekends. And but it's also on a healing, and I'm just going to pull up exactly. So if you have... I know what it is. If you have the Alien Freedom Bundle clearing, within that, one of your clearings is Alien Slime Disconnection, and an option there is to charge skin misting water. So if you have that healing, you can do skin misting water for yourself anytime.
Yes,
just
that's good. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. We were going to, Ron, we were going to talk about, let me just check one thing first. We were going to talk about vortexes tonight. Do you want to discuss vortexes that we might have around us or in our homes? Near us,
Yes, we can do that, yes. Just recently kind of figured out that these vortexes are around you. So if they kind of abduct you, cause you problems. So what we'll do is, and that's also on the planet and star clearing. Do you want to talk about that first, and then we'll do a sample for people?
Sure. It's called the Planet Star Cording Removal. It's $100 and another $50 to make it unlimited. It clears not just vortexes. It also clears planets, stars, moons, asteroids, comets, stargates, portals, and what was it? Someone I know asked one time, could you add the sun to it? And your suggestion was you could write in to clear connections to the sun after your name at the top. It's not listed there. So, but you can choose vortexes as the option, and that's what you were going to talk. Oh, and then within that, once you choose, say, vortexes, there's physical body cording disconnection, cording to mind disconnection, cording to emotional body disconnection, and cording to spirit body disconnection, and, of course, spirit integration. But it just, that list really illustrates how powerfully these things can be affecting us.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
And I know you recommended this several months ago because there was a lot of planetary energy, and activity. I think there were, certain linings up of the planets, and that's when I purchased this healing because you recommended it at that time very strongly, and it's a very profound clearing. I'm really happy that I got it for myself.
So we'll do a sample here. So this one is probably one that is needed, I think, by a lot of people. But you find out, we're going to clear the energy of the vortex or vortexes. And you're probably in a chair now listening, I would imagine, or you're laying in your bed or on a couch. So we're going to clear away the energies that are connected to your body from where you are right now. Now, there's all these things in your house where you're walking around or your apartment or whatever, but we're going to clear that out and just see how you're feeling. So here we go, releasing this energy. And I can only get probably about 10% of it released, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Boy, getting heavy. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just keep going here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you might want to get up and walk around and just see how your body is doing now. Maybe you might feel a bit lighter from where you were. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, thanks so much for doing that, that sample. And again, I really strongly recommend this clearing. And okay, and did you want to say anything else about doing a vortex clearing?
Well, what you want to do is clear the vortexes in each room that you're living in, maybe in your car, since you're driving your car, where you're going to be, maybe at your work. It says it attaches to your bottom of your feet, and you might find that you're actually walking a little better or easier during this process here. So we'll see if anybody has done this clearing and did the vortexes. Maybe they can send us a little testimonial or something right now on how it feels or felt. They are feeling lighter. So back to you.
And I haven't done the space clearing in a while, but I have a feeling that that might also have a vortex clearing on it for your home, but I don't want to swear to that. Maybe a listener is doing that right now, and they could tell us. Okay. So a listener wrote in, and this person lives in the United Kingdom, and they said a few things, actually in a few different emails, one of them being that, gee, all my New Age friends have completely shut me down regarding Ron, and it's so disappointing because I know he's like a life raft being thrown to a drowning man, and I appreciate you, Ron, and I'm so happy that I found you. So this person really appreciated on last Friday, I guess it was last Friday or whatever was the 4th of July around there, you did some clearing of battles. And they're asking if you could do a little more of that, Ron. There's quite a list of things here. And the first one in World War I, where a million German, British, and French soldiers lost their lives, the Battle of Somme.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I could clear. I could clear people that are associated with that through your soul family. Okay, that might be the easiest way to do this here. So, if you have any links to your soul family of this particular war, and what's the war name again?
I think it was World War I, he's saying, and it was the Battle of the Somme.
Okay.
I may not be pronouncing that correctly.
So if you have any soul family members there, and remember that you're all connected anyway, you may have a glimpse or might even see something leave you as I'm clearing this here. So here we go. Releasing the energies. About a bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Still heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there we go. That felt much better. We're done. Okay. So, back to you.
I wonder, Ron, because I felt a clearing there. If a lot of us might have some connection to those things but are unaware of it.
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely.
We might have German, French, or British ancestry or, you know,
yep.
Not even know it. I don't know. Okay, so, it's interesting that this same person wrote in about the Crusades, which I feel still have a negative mark today in the Middle East between Arabs and Europeans. And then another listener wrote in to say that July 8th, today, is the anniversary of the First Crusade, where 15,000 Christians at Jerusalem, as its Muslim defenders looked on. And then it says today, I guess they mean today, July 8th, over 100 churches were destroyed in Iraq, and the Christians were run out of the country. So two people wrote in, interestingly, about the Crusade. So is there something?
Okay, so let's clear that, and we'll do the same thing, soul family energies. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy, that's about all that I can do. That's so darn heavy. Ah, jeez.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Well,
so
then,
I'll do it one more time.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I guess you're wondering what clearing to do to get rid of this stuff that you probably have on you. Boy. Uh, I don't know. I'm thinking something more like the automatic event one, where this event is automatic throughout your life and soul family or something. It's not something that you're not going to have happening to you instantaneously now, but, boy, that energy is so heavy. You got any ideas?
Well, yes, I thought of the emotional body and mental body clearing, and maybe adding on the seven generations or as far back as you feel you might need to go. But then you made me think, too, what about the soul family? I mean, that should do a lot. The soul family disconnection is so powerful. And one section of it is for past lives, past life soul families.
Yeah, I think that might be good. Boy. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's just a heavy clearing. You know, whatever you do would probably be helpful, you know?
Right. Well, whenever you've done these clearings on the shows, we get a big response of people being feeling good and relieved that you've done them. And there are several shows. In fact, I think they might have been around 4th of July, even 2 years ago. If people listen to the archives, you did a lot of clearings of wars and battles. You probably don't even remember now, Ron, but you did. So there's a lot of them on the archives. So somebody, thank you very much, listener, wrote in to say, yes, there is a vortex clearing in the space clearing. And what else did they write? It is on the space clearing. And then, so thank you very much, listener, for that. I thought so. And then, and it also has portal and other similar clearings. But on the space clearing, I don't know if you can clear stars or planets, too. There, you know, the space clearing, of course, will clear your location. I think the planet courting one is a little more thorough, you know, or, you know, can be done in conjunction. Not at all in any way knock the space clearing, because that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And, you know, is one, like, if you want to clear vortexes, Ron, you would probably have good success doing the space clearing, right?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And okay, and we have an interesting comment here. A friend passed away, and this person then kept hearing from the people around, I kept hearing, why have they not had a cure for this after all these years? A lot of complaining about the disease with this, you know, the C-word disease. My response was, there is. It's called self-empowerment. Being responsible to your spirit to bring it back to heal your body. Ron Amitron shows us how to do it. Surely that is missing in the medical world. Another thought was, I told him to watch the new Adam Sandler movie called The Do-Over. David Spade stars with him. They're showing us in that movie how the pharmaceutical companies keep the cure away so they can sell the C-word drugs. Aliens are showing us who's in control. Oops, I just saw the harm in the word pharmacy. Need to clear that.
Okay, let's clear that here then.
Okay.
Here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. That feels pretty good now. Okay, there we go, everybody. Boy. And we got our 4-hour call tomorrow. Boy. Excuse me.
Well, do you said before, you'd clear aliens again in about half an hour, and it's been actually a little more than that. Do you want to do that again, Ron, or are we tiring you out now?
Yeah, we probably should. So here we go. So, bye, aliens. Hasta la vista. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So hopefully that's helped out a lot. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We have another testimonial. Hi, Ron. I got so much out of your release of heart knots by reviewing and saying out loud incidences from my past as you were counting. I really feel the difference in the level of healing when we are specific in our requests to the light beings. You just brought this up on the radio show, and it was a big leap and a big help for me. Thank you.
Great. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it was just the last show you were talking about. The more specific we can be when we're doing our healings, the better. When we're talking to the light beings.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So somebody wrote in, "Hi, Ron. When the weather gets hotter, some people in my city get more hostile. Which clearings are good to keep people calm? I would stay home, but that's not always possible."
Well, it would be the environmental clearing. The Earth one, something with the Earth environment.
Well, there are two. There's environmental imbalance clearing, and there's Earth protection.
Either one of those.
Okay.
The first one might be a little better, but that's what I would do, probably that one.
Right. Okay. Looking for. So are we pretty clear of the aliens now?
Yeah, I think we're okay.
Okay. Just looking for some more questions. I want to do the 2000-year darkness barcode for some people living around me. Do I need their picture? I can't find them on Facebook to get one. Should I just put in the non-alien attack, neighbors around, blank address, or neighbors at this address? I don't have all their names, but I'm being attacked from all of them surrounding me.
Yeah, you could try that. You just see what happens.
Right. Well, you know, when you're clearing, you know, if you couldn't you put in, you know, guy with the blonde hair who always wears a red jacket? Because you've said like, the light beings will know by the energy who you mean, right?
Yeah, when all else fails, you can try that, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. And about timeline crashes, can you crash all three timeline types on the same page? And they're meaning the regular, you know, timeline, the upside-down timelines, and the tangent timelines.
Well, if they have, I guess, on the same same screen, you want to open up.
I believe that's what they mean.
Yeah, you could do that. You could have all three side-by-side, yes, on your same monitor screen, yes.
Right, but I think, but separate pages, right? Like, one should be the timeline crash, another page would be upside-down timelines, and a third page would be the tangent timelines.
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because I had a feeling they may have meant all together, like writing it all in one line. I don't think you wanted us to do that.
No, not that. You want to get separate tabs on it.
Right.
So if you don't know how to do the tabs, then you may have to go someplace and ask somebody. So, and then you can put them up and minimize and bring up a tab, you know, and have it up. So, yeah, that's what you want to do.
Right. Okay.
You actually want to have light beams up on your screen. So back to you.
Right. Okay. A question about the special unlimited clearing. If we use it for something other than a physical issue, can we make up anything we need? And if it's not a physical issue, we just enter it after our name, right?
Yeah. I'm a little reluctant on that, but yeah. Remember,
well,
the clearing is only designed for typical physical issues, you know, like broken arm, you know, broken leg or something, or foot or whatever. You know, that's not on the website, so that's what it's put up for. And naturally, you do know that you have to go in each time and repurchase it for your specific incident that you're having. So if you broke your arm, then you can use that and you know, run it as to give your arm a better chance of healing or something. But now, you know, a month later, you know, you stub your toe, you know, you got to go in and repurchase it over again for a stubbed toe. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, "Wow, thanks, Ron and Ann. I felt the word harm pop out of my chest. What a heavy show." So I guess other people are feeling these clearings that you're doing too, Ron, very powerfully. Wow.
It gets to be, I'm able to go deeper into different issues now because most of the people that we're working with have been around for a while doing clearings. So we're able to, go deeper with the clearings that we have. So that's the nice thing about it. So the newbies are also getting that advantage, but, you know, you do need to, you know, do your whole lifetime emotional clearing in order to give yourself more peace. Otherwise, the clearings that we do as samples and stuff may not go fully in depth, or even if you go on like the calls, you know, the call tomorrow and the 8-hour calls, if you haven't done your emotional clearing, that would be the prerequisite, and even the mental clearing. Both of those are needed so you can get full benefit out of it. You just can't jump into something, without having some work done first on yourself. Otherwise, you're not going to get full benefit. And it's about 10 times harder on me, so for that, get those clearings done.
Right, right. Okay, so somebody wrote in, "Hi, Ron. This is on the Fast Chat. I have just come across your work and spent the evening watching your videos on YouTube and felt tingling in my hands and now feel remarkably calm." And then I'm skipping to the end. It's quite long. I need your advice on how to proceed. I guess I need to crash a few timelines. I don't know what else. I really respect the work you're doing for the planet and wish I could help in some way. So I thank this person so much because we do want people to participate on the radio show. But if you could send this again in an email to Ron, and Ron's email address is creationlightship@yahoo.com. The messages you send on the Fast Chat or to CLS Questions come to us co-hosts. And we can't really read, you know, specific problems and stories on the radio show, even though we do, of course, want to assist you. And, Ron, yes, timeline crashes are great, but you want to talk about that a little bit, Ron, to someone who just found you?
The timeline crashes are programs that the aliens put you on. So, you know, basically, you know, you're having a great day, and all of a sudden, you know, something happens that is out of the ordinary, and now you're on a timeline or many timelines because of your maybe physical pain or troubles or problems that you're having. And the more you respond in pain and or the more that you have with the energies of trauma, emotional stuff, then that'll mean that you're going to be having a lot more stuff than being on more timelines. So ideally, when you get off the timelines, the problem should typically go away. Now, let's just look at the flip side of that. The only reason why you're on that timeline, unfortunately, is because you have issues there, and the aliens found you maybe years ago, and it's just one of your programs or one of the implants that they have put on you to, you know, torture you. So, I what I'm trying to say is, you know, the ideal thing would be to just find out what your issue is and get it cleared out. If it's emotional, then, you know, do the whole lot of emotional clearing. It might just go away from you. If it's something else, it might be much deeper. But timeline are there to get yourself off of situations that you're dealing with. So do you think of a good example for that? And, you know, one could be like maybe you're afraid of dogs and being bit. So now you're on the dog biting you timeline. So naturally, that's going to be your self-fulfilling prophecy because the aliens are getting, naturally your pain energy out of you, maybe infection if the dog bites you, and you're also, you know, in fear. So they're getting a bunch of things off of you because you're giving them free energy. So you're the new age free machine, you know, getting stuff given to them without your knowledge, and you're just giving them all types of energy. So, first thing you want to do is clear away the fear of having it. And then, you know, get rid of the timelines, because getting rid of the issue of fear is not going to get you off of the timelines. They're already created. And so you could be living timelines, you know, from when you were first born, maybe the first, we'll just say the first week of your life. Maybe something happened that, you know, the aliens go, oh, wow, this baby's crying now. Well, we're going to keep that timeline running. And, you know, and maybe you're 75 years of age right now and you're still on timelines when you're a week old. So you want to get rid of those timelines so you can feel better. So typically, if you have something happening to you, let's just say that you get this thing in the mail that, you know, something's going on, and you owe somebody some money. And maybe it's, say, like a collection agency or something. And so what you do is you start crashing that timeline over and over and over again. And eventually the people on the timeline, remember, they're not here. They're on a timeline. You have to realize what I'm trying to tell you. They're not living on the real earth, and neither would you be. So when you start crashing the timelines, then at some point you're going to cause them confusion because they may forget what they're doing. Maybe they're going to be on a timeline where they can't type words properly. Maybe they're going to make clerical mistakes. Maybe they're going to mail this thing to somebody else and you're never going to get it and it's over with. You know, all kinds of weird things can happen. So let's just say you did about 5,000 timelines because you got this thing in the mail and you just go, you know, I don't owe this at all, or, you know, this is an unjust thing. So you keep crashing these timelines. Well, eventually it may just go away completely. And now you got to realize that, yeah, you got put on that timeline because of some fear maybe that happened in your past or you heard about something. Remember, when people talk about things, sometimes, you know, your past will get activated, and all of a sudden now you're living that timeline. So you want to clear that energy out of whatever that would be to you. So we'll just say it's fear of the dog bite. So now you did your 5,000 timeline crashes for being bitten by a dog, and now all of a sudden you see a dog, and you already did, and you did your fear clearing, and now the dog comes up to you instead of growling and starts wagging his tail and wants to be petted. And you go, wow, what happened to the dog? You know, well, what happened to you? You released yourself from the control of the aliens having the dog bite you, because they were also controlling the dog to bite you. but you got rid of all those extra programs. So that's kind of where we're going with this here. So timeline crashes are great if you have a situation and, you know, like your dreams and it's horrifying to you, then, yeah, you need to get off that timeline. And there's many of them. But the more you can remember your dream, the more you're going to realize that, yeah, I need to get off of this here. Because you don't want to have it reoccur. Most dreams people start seeing over and over again anyway. It may take a while, but it depends on how the aliens are viewing you and which ones recycle back in your life again. So back to you.
Okay, and I would just add for this person to also go to your website, creationlightship.com, and do the free healings, which you'll find on the left, and keep going with the YouTube videos. But also, we have a lot of archives of this show, which can be found on the BBS page. Obviously, that person found it because they sent us a message through it. And on the website, there's a link to the archives of CTR Radio. And those were wonderful shows. Ron did, I think, about 6 months' worth of them every week. And someone recently commented how helpful they were to them when they first found Ron, because so much is explained on those shows. So one of the free healings that you've given us, Ron, is the alien-generated holographic reality. So someone has a question about that. Will we see the sky as it is, or will we see the Earth's original creation of the sky? Or can we see the original creation of the sky?
Okay, let me rephrase that. Very good question. So if we didn't have those things that are in the sky called chemtrails, which are preventing you from seeing past this spray that's not allowing you to see past this coating that's around you up in the air, up in the sky. So if that wasn't here, then you would start to see outside the reality here, and you start seeing the Earth the way it is. Now, if you wanted to see, in fact, what I'll do, let's see here. It's probably late, wherever you are, you know, maybe for most of the audience, if you're back east, we'll say, because it's going to be getting 8 o'clock Pacific time, so that's 11 o'clock Eastern, and if you're somewhere else, it could even be later. But I'll make a plant real for you. Now, typically, if you can put a porch light on and look at a tree outside, if that's a possibility, I'll make that tree real. And that will be on, the real tree will be on the real Earth. Now, I can't tell you how far away from the tree you're going to be able to see the real Earth, but the tree will be on the real Earth as it becomes real. So here we go. I'll just wait for you to do that. We'll wait a minute here so everybody can get their porch lights on or find a tree they want to look at. So back to you.
Okay. In the meantime, I will read a nice message from a listener that just came in. Good evening, y'all. So I think this is a person from the American South. I have a word for newbies. Dive headfirst into the archives like I did once I understood Ron's messages and clearings are authentic, sincere, and accurate. I spent months, day and night, listening to archives, noting date, information, and the sample clearings offered. We have to take responsibility for self. So thank you very much, listener. We really appreciate your input and support. And that's a wonderful idea. There are so many hours of radio shows you've done, Ron, and on most of them, as this person states, you do a lot of clearings and healings, and that's a good way for new people to figure out what healings they might need. If a sample Ron does on a radio show particularly affects you, then that's a sign that you probably need that as a whole life clearing. There are hundreds of clearings on Ron's website, and we like to remind people, no need to feel overwhelmed. Nobody needs all of them. And what was the other thing I just wanted to say? But you can listen to, if you have a favorite show, 3 to 5 times, those healings will still work for you. They don't work forever, but they will work for you unless Ron states otherwise on a specific show. So thank you very much, Light Beings, for sending that in. I mean, Light Beings, listener, for sending that in. Maybe Light Being did prompt that listener to send that in. Okay, I'm saving that.
Oh, so let's do the tree here, everybody.
Yeah.
So pick your favorite tree to look at. And you don't want to necessarily stare. You just want to blink your eye a little bit once in a while here. But you're going to see it change, and it's going to take a minute to do so. So I'm going to count to 100. And at the end, you're going to actually see it physically be different. It'll start to glow and have a presence. For now, it's just something that looks like it's from the movie set. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is one that you're looking at. I'm not going to do a whole forest, just one tree. Now, if you have like three trees side by side and they're in your viewing angle, okay, I'll do those. I don't want to have one tree, you know, or the other trees feel, you know, misplaced here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. It works with flowers, too, in your house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Feeling pretty good now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. All right, everybody. Look at your tree, you know, and kind of examine it and maybe put your hand out. You feel the energy from the tree coming to you. You know, put your palm face in the tree. You don't need to go right up to the tree. It'll radiate the energy right to you. Okay, we'll see if we get any comments on that. We're good for maybe another 5 minutes on the program here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Another listener wrote in with a suggestion that you could use, that we use the harmonic frequency clearing for pictures. So that's another great idea. People really like that healing, Ron.
Yeah, the harmonic one's nice. It takes away the odd harmonics. And the dark side works with the odd harmonics. The source energy is all even harmonics. That's why it flows and is very, say, soft, very, it's hard to describe, but odd harmonics, you know, makes things very choppy and discordant. And then you got to really work hard to push your way through something. Or even harmonics is just very smooth and gentle and natural. So back to you.
Okay. We have a question about vortexes. Vortex trap. It almost seems like if a person says, obey me, do as I say, that this is a vortex. And then mind control. Is it a vortex mind control trap?
Well, I guess anything could be used that way with mind energy. Yeah, because you are using mind energy. That's how the aliens are choosing to, you know, integrate this energy with you and how the implants are working. So, you know, any and everything is possible.
Right. So it's kind of like they're wondering, could a person create a vortex? Ugh, that's a horrible thought.
Yeah, I won't go into that one.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, I just told my clone sister, please respect my wishes and do not post pictures of me on Facebook or online. I said, Facebook is a huge energy pool I do not wish to swim in.
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh.
Right. I think somebody wrote in recently and said, pretty much if you just say to people, I don't want my picture online, please don't post it, they'll mostly respect your request. Okay, we're getting close to the end, Ron. I don't know if we have time to answer this. How do you go about healing and clearing the subconscious mind?
I really can't address that. I don't know. You know, whatever you think of is going to cause a problem. So just don't think. But that's the whole thing. Once you find out that your thoughts are controlling your reality and your thoughts are bringing you into timelines, remember, it all depends how excitable you are and also how much pain you're under. And the more of either one of those you're in and on and experiencing, happy or sad, makes no difference, then they put you on timelines. That's why you want to be neutral. So, you know, you want to be calm and be peaceful. And then you're not all over the map doing stuff, having problems, you know, and being put on timelines. Because once you're on a timeline, then you're going to start seeing these things manifest around you for whatever you're thinking about. You probably have all kind of noticed that, you know, you find out about something, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing or hearing about it, you know, from other people and everything going on like that. So, remember, that's bringing that into your reality. So if you're in fear of something, then you're going to have that manifest in your life, and sure enough, it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy of that fear. So let's do closing now. And we have our four-hour call tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock Pacific. This is our Ascension Preparation Call. It's kind of a fun call. We do water charging at the last hour, and then we bring in different energies for healing. So it's actually a healing call. So then Sunday is our eight-hour marathon here, starting for the month here. Number one, we do three of these back-to-back, and get rid of the alien critters. But let's end the program here. So thank you, people, for bringing in your comments, sending them to us here. And let us know how it felt with the chair, clearing that chair or your bed or whatever, where those vortexes were that was kind of pinning you. And you might feel a lot different now when you sit down. So here we go. Going to do the mind to heart drop. Command your spirit out loud to take thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Once you start doing it, you can just say 3, 2, 1, and 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. But at first, do it for about a week, counting from 10 to 1 backwards, because you're going to feel the energy shift in your body. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.